This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It is the Thursday of week 15 of the 2025 season. Eagles hosting the Raiders on Sunday. I'm Dave Uram. He is the great Merrill Reese. And yesterday was Nick Sirianni's Wednesday press conference. Merrill, amid this three-game losing streak, what was Coach Sirianni's demeanor?
Actually, he was very upbeat. He was very positive. He feels confident that they will come right back and right the ship. But in no way was he in a cranky mood, or no way did he look down. Very upbeat and very energetic.
You know, the other day you and I spoke about the importance of Lane Johnson and that statistic of how often they win when he plays and how often they don't win when he doesn't play. What update did Nick have on Lane?
Only he is working hard to get healthy and to come back from the, he didn't use the word Liz Frank, it's never been totally defined, but he said he's working hard to recover. And, of course, he was not put on injured reserve. Whether or not he comes back this week remains to be seen. But let me say that if he does come back this Sunday, I will not be shocked.
That wouldn't surprise me either. He's a really, really tough guy. Earlier yesterday, before his press conference, when he did his weekly hit on WIP, he was asked about Jalen Hurts and whether or not Jalen, who has been struggling, is starting on Sunday against the Raiders. And he said, yes, absolutely. And then a follow-up question was asked about whether a change would be made if Jalen continues to struggle. And Sirianni said, that's ridiculous, and then went on to explain why he believes in Jalen Hurts. Merrill, what is your take on whether Jalen Hurts should be benched or not this weekend or beyond this weekend?
I honestly don't even think it's worthy of a consideration. Jalen Hurts was the Super Bowl MVP. He has an unbelievable winning record. And if you look at this game again and really examine how the way that game went, two of the four interceptions were beyond his control. One was a ball that smacked off the hands of A.J. Brown, and the other was a pass in which he was throwing to Devontae Smith, and Devontae Smith slipped down as the ball was in the air. It was right on target, and instead it went right into the hands of the defender. He threw some good balls. It wasn't his best game. He did make some mistakes, plays they want back. But Jalen Hurts is an outstanding quarterback. There are a lot of teams that wish they had Jalen Hurts. It reminds me of a question that Doug Peterson got as the Eagles were heading into the playoffs that resulted in the Lombardi Trophy, the Super Bowl win back in 2018 at the end of the 2017 season. And going into the playoffs, somebody actually asked him, do you think, is there any chance that you would bench Nick Foles and start Nate Sudfeld? And Doug did not take kindly to that question. I think he just looked aside and went on with the press conference. But there's no consideration. That whole thing is much ado about nothing. Jalen Hurts will, it wasn't a good game for him. Don't get me wrong, but he will bounce back and have a lot of wins ahead of him.
I'll close with this, Merrill, because Pete Carroll is the head coach of the Raiders. This is his first season there. This is I was thinking about this stat against the Eagles against Pete Carroll when he's been the head coach of a team that they've played. The Eagles are 1-8 against teams in which Carroll has been the head coach of, and that includes losing 8 in a row, of course, all of them to the Seahawks. The one win and only win the Eagles have against a team in which Pete Carroll is the head coach of was December 19th, 1999, at Veterans Stadium, week 15 against the Patriots, a 24-9 win. Coy Detmer was the quarterback that day, and the Eagles picked off Drew Bledsoe 4 times, 2 of them by Troy Vincent, and they sacked him 6 times, 3 from Mike Mamula. What do you think about the stat that the Eagles are 1-8 against a team in which Pete Carroll is the head coach of?
But most of those games, as I remember, were against a Seattle team that was simply a better team than the Eagles. I don't think there were any upsets with Seattle winning those games. Pete Carroll coached some very, very good Seattle teams. In fact, one that won the Super Bowl.
Merrill, thank you for the time. I'm looking forward to getting your keys tomorrow. That is the Pro Football Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.